Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, February 18th. You'll be interested to know, 163 years ago, today in 1861, Jefferson Davis was inaugurated as Provisional President of the Confederate States of America, marking a significant moment in the American Civil War. His leadership would guide the Confederacy through its early struggles as it sought independence from the Union amidst growing tensions and conflict. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like minus 5 degrees with 30 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:20 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:34. It looks like we're in for a sunny Tuesday with a high around 24 and a breezy west wind blowing at about 18, gusting up to 37. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low of 11 and a light breeze. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Tuesday will be at 9 with a high tide just before 3. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 35 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Wednesday with a high near 29 and a light west wind. A chance of snow develops Thursday with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 29. Snow is likely Thursday night with a low around 20. Friday and Saturday bring mostly sunny skies with highs near 34 and 33 and lows around 16. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard. This cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Boston Police Commissioner Michael Cox is reinforcing the city's stance against immigration and customs enforcement, stating, "We don't enforce civil immigration detainers." In a recent interview, he emphasized that Boston police officers don't have authority to enforce federal immigration law, aligning with the Boston Trust Act and a 2017 state ruling, which limit cooperation with ICE. Cox reiterated that the department prioritizes community safety, declaring, "We don't care about your immigration status, focusing instead on crime victims and offenders." He assured residents that they are committed to protecting the community, regardless of immigration status. Now on to sports. Team USA forward Brady Tkachuk exited the Americans' Four Nations face-off game against Sweden last night due to an undisclosed injury. Tkachuk, who plays for the Ottawa Senators, lost an edge while driving to the net, slamming his side into the goal cage just 7 minutes and 37 seconds into the game. He briefly returned for a short shift, but did not come back for the second period. The Tkachuk brothers faced injury concerns, with Matthew Tkachuk, Austin Matthews, and Charlie McAvoy also sitting out for precautionary reasons. Their status for the championship game against Canada remains uncertain. On Thursday, Team Canada takes on Team USA at 8 Eastern on ESPN for the Four Nations Face-Off Championship. In local sports, the Boston Red Sox recently signed free agent Alex Bregman, a Gold Glove third baseman and two-time All-Star, to a three-year contract valued at $120 million. Despite the team's insistence, third baseman Rafi Devers firmly stated on Monday that he will not transition to designated hitter. Devers, who signed a 10-year, $313 million extension in January 2023 emphasized third base is my position during a media meeting in Fort Myers, Florida. Manager Alex Cora acknowledged Devers' comments and highlighted that decisions regarding the roster will prioritize the team's interests. Meanwhile, the Boston Celtics, with a record of 39-16, are back in action on Thursday night to clash with the Philadelphia 76ers at the Wells Fargo Center. Jason Tatum, averaging 30 points per game, leads Boston, aiming to extend their winning streak. The Celtics are favored with a 3.5-point spread. Philadelphia, struggling with a 20-34 record, looks to turn the tide. In top news, at least 18 people were injured when a Delta Airlines plane overturned upon landing at Toronto Pearson International Airport yesterday. Video footage showed the plane flipped upside down, with emergency workers evacuating passengers. Thankfully, there were no fatalities and injuries were deemed minor. Among the injured, two individuals were airlifted to trauma centers, including a man in his 60s and a woman in her 40s. The Federal Aviation Administration confirmed the flight was arriving from Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport. The Transportation Safety Board of Canada will investigate the incident. In business news, the Federal Aviation Administration has fired fewer than 400 employees from its workforce of 45,000, according to Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy. This decision comes amid rising concerns about air traffic safety following recent plane accidents. Duffy clarified on social media that all terminated workers were probationary and that no air traffic controllers or critical safety personnel were affected. The Professional Aviation Safety Specialists Union reported nearly 300 workers were let go, impacting vital safety positions. Senator Maria Cantwell criticized these firings, emphasizing they pose unnecessary risk after multiple fatal crashes. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at about $96,000. Ethereum is up 0.5% to just over $2,700. And Goatsy's Maximus is unchanged at 9 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Nextdoor's founder, Nirav Tolia, is determined to revive the platform's growth using artificial intelligence. The neighborhood-focused social media site, which has struggled with user engagement and negativity, is shifting its strategy to enhance community connection. Tolia, the largest individual shareholder, emphasizes the importance of proprietary data and user-generated content. With 45.9 million weekly active users, Nextdoor aims to improve user experiences through new product features and better content. Tolia remains optimistic about the potential for transformation, despite challenges faced by smaller companies in attracting significant institutional investment. And in entertainment news, the Justice Department has filed a significant lawsuit against Live Nation, accusing the company of abuse, exploitation, and self-dealing. Live Nation, which claims the DOJ is being extremely disingenuous, could face a breakup similar to the historic Microsoft case. The lawsuit arises amid growing frustration over skyrocketing ticket prices and the convoluted purchasing process. The DOJ's investigation, sparked by consumer complaints and industry concerns, highlights Live Nation's monopolistic behavior, including exclusivity agreements that shut out competitors. The outcome could redefine the future of the concert industry, impacting both fans and artists alike. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American philosopher and transcendentalist, Henry David Thoreau. And he said, "If a man does not keep pace with his companions, perhaps it is because he hears a different drummer. Let him step to the music which he hears, however measured or far away." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.